Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams with the Trends to go through essentially a little bit of an end of season review. We'll obviously be talking about players and transfers in the weeks to come, but we'll want to sort of look back a little bit first and foremost. And I think there's certainly two things to look back on over the course of the season for me, Josh. One is Liverpool versus Liverpool. So the journey from 24-25 to 23-24, that's thing one. And then in part two of this, we will then have a look at Liverpool versus their rivals. And then we'll have a bit of a broader chat, I think, in the third one of these end of season little chats and reports that we're going through. But I want to start off with us remembering where we were at the start of the season, the conversations you and I were having about what it is that we thought Liverpool needed to improve. What did you think that Liverpool needed to improve on moving from one season into the other?
I think the big thing for me was the defence. I think we got to a point on the year and where we were giving away too much on the defensive end. I think it felt like one or two or three times every game we concede a 1v1 with Alisson and we'd get cut open a little bit, but we'd largely be dominant. I remember us taking a lot of shots. I think it was over 20 per match that we averaged last season in Jürgen's final season. So my big kind of like room for improvement area really was if you're more sensible with the ball and you force it less and your rest defence is in place when you do try things, then if you do try something that doesn't work, you're not immediately going to get cut open. You're safe, you've got a safety net in place. And I felt Klopp's game was a bit too, almost too offensive for that to be put in place, basically. And I think Arne Slot come in and one of the first few things he said was like the risk versus reward of certain players in the team is a little bit off. We need to work on that. And I think we've saw that over the season, although in the numbers, it's difficult to capture that. Like, for example, Liverpool have averaged less possession this season than under in Jürgen's final season, which seems like conflicts with what I've just said. But
no, but I think there's a little bit of game state stuff in amongst that. Because I think one of the things that I'm going to touch on here, if you said to me, what's one of the things at the end of last season, and you know, I've got my same stuff for this season, but at the end of last season, if you said to me, what's one of the things that needs to change straight away, it'd be stop conceding first.